Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right,
my bad, right, Trayvon.
Hey, man, I'm just asking. This is good content right here. For you guys that aren't listening, welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by Jason Madison, as always, John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Tonight, we're missing Juju and Amin. They are covering the game. I know we said that we would not have anything scheduled for this week, but we couldn't leave y'all hanging, so the gang grouped up. And we cooking up something for y'all. Back to what y'all was talking about.
I'm still confused about the text messages because I thought.
Oh yeah, that's my bad, bro. That's my bad.
I thought we were trying to figure out a way to get Juju to be able to pull up.
Jerv had a conflict, and the thing was he wasn't gonna be able to go as early as 5:30. Yeah. So. Juju's like, he chimes in later, which you're still trying to swim through the shit. Like, nigga, are we going at 6? Are we going at 6:30? Is Amin in? Is Juju in? Who's doing what? And Juju's like, I can only go now.
Right.
That don't work for Jerv. It would have worked for me because I had just finished up another pod.
You know what's funny? It would have worked for me, bro, but I felt like it was too antsy to just tell y'all, all right, hop on the joint right now. Like, I felt like everybody would have been, like, scrambling.
We would have knocked it out.
I wouldn't have been able to make it.
Okay. So, no, yeah. Jason wouldn't have been
able to make it. Yeah, because I was in the valley. I was jogging and shit.
That's the luxury of having 5 motherfuckers on this pod. You sub in, you sub out, you make it do what it do. Like, right. I'm fine for it. You know what I'm saying? It's already wasn't tripping. Just got to have a third guy because me and Jerv talking sometimes, that shit just sounds like a phone call. All right, so y'all talking about weed. Let's get back to the weed conversation. Big smoke dogs.
I mean, listen, bro. Everybody knows me. Y'all have heard the bong a million times on this podcast. Some on purpose, some accidentally. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, y'all know I smoke. I big up Philly every single time, but hey, man, listen, y'all got that, dog. niggas can tell me, yo, you got to go here. Honestly, guy, I don't have to go anywhere other than a little flight across the country, and I'm pulling up, and it's the finest of the finest, dog. That's the only weed I've ever had in my life. That's the only place I've ever smoked in my life where I was just like, I could literally tell the difference in the different strands, and everybody's so chill. Like, I ain't do shit when I went out to Cali, dog. Like, all we did, like, my man just took me to the beach.
But what are you supposed to do? To be honest, like, no, for
I mean, you want to keep it being done. So look, I go out to Cali. This is all I really want to do, my nigga. Like, I'm a fat nigga at heart, and I'm a fat nigga in person, my nigga. I'm gonna keep it a bean. I go there, dog. I just want to be around them. At that point in time, I had a little relationship going on, so I want to try and be around them. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know, I just wanted to see them, but you know, I ain't want to be around them. But you know, if I come to your town, bro, I just want to smoke good. You know what I'm saying? I want to be around them, and it take me to what y'all known for. So for y'all, I just wanted to get these tacos, my nigga. Like, yo, and I was like, yo, don't take me to no bullshit ass like chain. Like, take me to that little hole in the wall joint that like you gotta be from here. Not like a nigga that just moved here from here.
But like, our bad tacos is still better than most tacos all around. So right. Like, a nigga can't really steer you wrong. It's like New York pizza, bro. Like, you right. Still
Jerv, yo, I just Jerv, told Wise that New York piece is overrated. He got mad as shit at me.
Jerv, let me ask you a question.
Mad is funny.
Because when we were starting, I was actually on here about to order some lunch and shit. And I fuck with Philly cheesesteaks. So I was actually about to get a Philly cheesesteak. And I remember, so when I went to Philly, with Dom and Bonic, because Bonic is from Philly.
Nigga, Bubonic, hell yeah, nigga. Southwest yeah. Stand up.
Yeah, and so we went to this spot called Ishka Bibbles.
Ishka Bibbles has amazing chicken cheese steaks. Don't get the regular, get the chicken.
I got
chicken
the regular. Oh, okay. But it was fire. Like, we went back. We ended up going back. Like, I think we ended up having, like, 3 cheese steaks in, like, the 2 days we was there for the show. Like, niggas got one when we left. We got one when we got there. And I think we had one, like, for dinner that, like, that's all we ate when we was there. So I feel you.
First of all, having 3 cheesesteaks is wild, my nigga. Like, yo, shout out to you, dog. You was committed to the cause, fam.
I mean, because that was all we was, you know, we was getting lit. So we was drunk. Yeah, of course. We pulled up, like, and that's a funny thing, too, because, like, you talking about coming to L.A. for weed, and, like, we the opposite. So, like, when we go places, because we love weed, we need weed, but we know it's going to be trash. So, like, we're driving around the country.
Hold on, bro. See, this is where y'all niggas be just going just a tad bit too far. I didn't say it's trash. I'm just saying y'all weed is better. Listen, I call myself a connoisseur. I give y'all the top tier, my nigga. Like, y'all are easily number one in that category. But there's two. New York, my nigga, and y'all, if I'm telling you New York, dog, then you got to just trust me on this shit, fam, because I don't big up New York for nothing. New York, with that, when Haze was, like, really the thing out here, I'm going to tell you, bro, that was Harlem. I ain't going to shout out the block because I ain't no rat, but there was a block in Harlem, nigga, that had literally the best Haze I've ever had in my life, including Haze that I've had from Cali.
But that New York high is different, like, because New York was big on Haze, big on Sour Diesel. Like, that was a whole wave. And it's just,
but you ain't that's from a sour?
I did at the time. Like, I lived in New York for a year. I had a shorty out there, like, you know, and I like New York. I like the East Coast, but it's just like Shake Shack versus In-N-Out. It's a different flavor. It's like you got to be accustomed to that flavor and really rock with it. And I just, that ain't really all the way. My joint. Trey, do you fuck with the New York weed?
No.
Where? You don't fuck with the New York weed?
No. I'm
you
no
know what, bro. Can uh-huh. I do this? Can we do that? You are a very hospitable person, my nigga. Like, I know I come up there, everything's good money. Can I bring some shit for you next time? Just a little bit, just for you to get me in, just to give me a little rating on some Philly weed.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
Sure. I trust you, bro. You ain't gonna have me out here smoking that shit. But how it normally go, the trust level gotta be a 5-star rating for me. Like, I gotta trust you with my life, my nigga. You feel me? So when it come to weed, how can a nigga tell me about weed he ain't never been to Oakland? How can a nigga tell me about weed he ain't never been to if he ain't never been to Oregon? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's tough.
Oregon has good weed?
Nigga, oh, great weed, bro.
That is where
I've never been.
I've never been.
Here's the whole thing, Jerv. Like,
you just gave me another reason to go out to work.
Before we got democratized and like it was basically all over the country and shit, like niggas thought niggas would come to LA and be like, oh, LA. But we knew that the Bay and Oregon was really the top of the top. Like, that's where niggas would get their weed from, was either the Bay, like Humboldt.
Well, it go like this. It go Portland, Humboldt, weed, then it come down to Oakland, then it go down to LA. That's how niggas get their weed. Niggas don't even, niggas sleep on Portland so much, nigga. That's where the shit coming from.
Yep.
Yo, y'all made me realize, y'all actually are, I mean, y'all, I know y'all are correct, but like, I'm just going to like co-sign it because I don't want to make it seem like, oh yeah, y'all right. No, like, the Bay might have had better weed than y'all. Like, I didn't even think about that.
Without a doubt, bro. Without
but we're not
a doubt.
Even arguing that. Nobody.
No. But like, I didn't even think that until y'all just said it. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, your whole connect is in the town. Easy. Like, if you going, nigga gonna tell a nigga drive down. That's 5 hours. Come drop the pee off, nigga.
Yep.
For real. Gas. I talking about like, nigga, your eyes be looking like glass. You know what I'm saying? That's a different type of smoke up there. I don't even play with them boys. Them niggas is ranked number one in the nation, nigga, with that tree. Quit playing. So that's what I'm saying. When a nigga talking all that shit like, I got all that, that's cool. I'm not here to tell you not, but if you ain't been over there, I don't want to hear what you talking about, bro. Or you ain't got nobody taking that risky ass trip. Because that you ain't flying to LA, nigga. You flying to OAK or SFO.
Yo, the Bay was the first city I ever took an Uber to go get weed, had the Uber driver wait for me. No, the Uber driver, like, and I'm talking about like old white man, like type bull. He was like, oh, why are you going over here? And I'm, you know, my ass, I'm like, oh man, I'm about to get high. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm about to get this weed. He was like, oh man. He was like, well, look, go grab your shit. He was like, yo, you leaving? And I said, yeah. Cause matter of fact, I ain't gonna tell you, Eric, we know a lot of the people that was in the car with me. And we was in San Fran. And the boy was just like, yeah, just go get the shit. He was like, y'all gonna call another one. I'm gonna be right here. Y'all might as well just have me, you know, circle the block. So grab the shit. I was like, oh shit, I just called an Uber to the crib. Like, you know what I mean? And granted, like over there, it was way different. Like, I'm used to, well, not you. I don't want to make it sound like that. I've been to multiple locations where like I've gone to grab, and I was just like, and I don't really like this. I feel like I'm really buying drugs right now, right? Like, especially in New York. Like, that's the only downfall I don't like about New York. Like, every time I had to go grab the weed, they would be like, eh, I feel like I'm buying, like, real drugs here. Because, like, this is, like the block. But, you know, we smoke. I purchased enough. And one of the homies, I never forget, we was flying out to go to, Cleveland. And the homie hit me, he was like, because he was coming out a little later, and he was like, yo, you got any of that left, bro? He was like, you know, I was just, you know, I ain't trying to have to grab if you got something. I said, my man, I got one rolled up right now that I have ready to be sparked on that ride over to the airport, bro. He was like, damn, Jerv, you finished all that shit? Yeah, nigga.
No weed wasted, bro. What we doing?
Never, dog. I can't fly with, I mean, you know, I know people do that shit, but I'm cool. Like,
yo, I don't do that shit either. I wasted so much weed. The last time I seen Jason, bro, I was there. As soon as we got, I was staying in fucking downtown LA. I stayed right across the street from the dispensary. We picked up, me and the entire folks that I was with. Bro, it got to a point where I went to some shit in like West Hollywood. Motherfuckers gave me some shit. And I was like, bro, I got too much weed. I got too much weed. I'm not going to be able to, for one, I don't have time to smoke it. Secondly, I don't even smoke like that. Like, I don't smoke like that for me to be like.
I was a tad bit disappointed the first time you and I smoked. I was like, what do you mean? Like, you're good? Like, and now I don't seem like, yo, you like, I'm too high. Like, no, you was just like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't need to smoke no more.
No, but you actually watched niggas steal my weed too at the live show in Brooklyn.
I did watch niggas steal your weed.
Like, nigga,
let's rephrase that. I did not physically watch niggas steal his weed, but I was there when main man recognized that his weed was no longer where he left it. So I don't want niggas to just think I just watched like somebody walk off with my man weed.
Damn, that's trash weed.
Bro, I had a whole Ziploc of weed. a whole Ziploc of weed in New York.
Yep.
It's like 2019 or some shit.
But wait, where did you leave it that somebody could just take it?
I had to go do a meet and greet shit. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go smoke with y'all in a minute. Roll up a couple.
Yeah.
Nigga,
who you told to roll up? Oh, the niggas that took it.
Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova. I got you.
Everybody benefited from it but me. Yeah. And we're back. No hard feelings, bro, for watching my weed get some legs and walk, bro. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, weed is for everybody.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the reason why we huddled up, bro, to do this pod for y'all, because we just could not leave y'all hanging. And Jason needs some explanations of what's going on with Zion Williamson, Mariah Mills, please. And, you know, the other young ladies involved. Man, what a week, man. I had to mute her. I couldn't take no more.
She's my brother. As of the last time I checked, as of like 11 a.m., she was still rocking. She's still rocking and rolling. I ain't checked since.
Listen, she got 1 million followers. She don't follow nobody. You know what I mean? She a legend in her game. Mm-hmm. I think, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing that everybody, you know, jokes go into facts, but facts is real. She is a pro in her profession. And Zion, like the man that he is, retired her out, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully for the past two years, retired her out her game and had her, you know, performing at the crib, you feel me? And then he got, you know, his child's mother, you know, is a professional dancer, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking the nicest way possible about that woman. I don't know her. But Gilbert Arenas had the perfect take. Zion pimping, bro. Everybody talking all of this pain, and I look at them and this and that. Bro got a type. You know what I'm saying? Three letters. BBL. You know what I'm saying? BBL. You know what I mean? He got him a stripper joint. He got him a porn joint. He ain't got to really lead a crib. He got everything there. Everything there. Gil said, yo, why would you go to a strip club and throw bread when you could say, baby, come dance for me? You got a professional joint. You know what I'm saying? You want your, you want something crazy? You got the porn joint. I like how my man was out here requesting the bunnies though, like it was a McDonald's order. You know what I'm saying? He said, "Can you know get two snows?" And you know that was interesting. But at the end of the day, you know, for every in every hero player story, there's a hiccup, and he had a hiccup. Unfortunately, he slipped up. Has a baby on the way, which is a blessing. I don't think he probably was planning on that, but it's a blessing. He had a shirt that he's only here so you don't get yelled at. It was an interesting choice.
I think it's pretty clear what he meant by that shirt at this point in time.
No, I think I know too, but hey, I'm not going to speak on that. But then that gender reveal post woke up some people that didn't like it. Everybody wasn't happy about it. Everybody wasn't happy about it. And, you know, like I said, in the words of the pimping, bruh had two other shorties chime in, and everybody else had a Mr. Me Too story about him. So, not me too, right. But you know what I
think
mean.
The main issue is that everybody wanted to get posted. Like, if you don't...
Honestly, I don't even think he wanted to do that.
No, of course not. But that's the thing. He wasn't trying to go live with his pimping. He had it in pocket.
The only person I know that's successful to do that pimping like that is Lou Will.
Right, but that's Lou it. Will had it in pocket because he made sure all the joints moved by each other. They was in relations. It was a throuple.
He learned from one of the best, my nigga.
Hey, like, you can navigate that space when you got it like that. If you be straightforward, you can pull it off. You're gonna be really killer. But again, this is the crazy shit about it. They went and go and donate that money, and Zion Daddy said that Bible shit like niggas ain't see us in 4K. Like we ain't know his son horny.
I mean, that's what you do.
Some of his fits, I feel like you've even.
All right, what was the best meme, bro? That you've seen?
It was a lot. Yeah, those fits that the
overall joint was the craziest joint. Yeah,
it's a crazy fit.
Nigga had a carpenter pocket in the front of the overall. Like, but it was leather.
It all makes sense.
and the colorway was like camel. That shit was the freakiest shit ever.
So mine wouldn't be a meme, but the best post I liked was 100% the joint where it's him, B.I. and CJ. All sitting down and doing an interview, and Zion
Dallas.
He just starts talking about why he loves Dallas, and clear as day, as you watch back now, like B.I. clearly knows what Brandon Ingram clearly knows what the fuck's going on. He knows exactly why this nigga likes Dallas. That's probably my favorite shit. But I'm not even mad. I mean, you know, he just got signed NDAs, my nigga. Like he's wild.
That's really what it is.
Everybody's screaming NDAs. NDAs is losing its allure. Niggas is being sloppy with them too. I just think at the end of the day, this shit got zero to do with basketball. And basketball always finds its way to butt into some shit that ain't basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is she trending number one in NBA? Why is the Pelicans considering trading this man now just because he horny? Let that nigga be horny, bro. He 22 years old. He horny.
He ain't do nothing illegal, bro.
He ain't do nothing illegal. Ain't nobody heard. He just lusting, bro. Dwight Howard got fucking nine kids, bro.
Right.
Nigga got nine kids, bro. Ain't say shit about that shit. Listen, let that young nigga be horny, bro. If he like porn stars, strippers, and all that, let him do his shit. I ain't got no problem with it, bro. He just need to stay healthy, though.
That's really the issue. That's probably why they ready to release it. They like, nigga.
I mean, he ain't played no more than 61 games, so... When you really think about it.
But she's exposing his eating habits and shit. Like,
I mean, but that's not even exposing. That's the whole world.
Well, we know he's eating.
Nigga, they moved that nigga to Portland, bro, just so he wouldn't eat New Orleans, bro. You know how crazy that fucking sound?
He lives in Portland?
Remember he was away from the team for a minute?
Yeah,
they had that nigga in Portland, bro, hiding out. Acting like Portland food ain't fire.
My nigga, like, yo, a chef can make all the fly shit for you just
that ain't
in the...
That ain't the thing, though, bro. A nigga just lack discipline.
Right.
Definitely.
But he's with the Johns who are eating chicken wings all day, bro.
He naturally talented, bro, and just just don't got it, bro. Man, like, discipline wise.
Well,
horny,
that's really the
horny, about to say, horny, he got it on the other way.
He a horny fat nigga, bro.
That's the
he'll get 25 and 10.
That's the meme that I saw that I liked was the him and Ja. What was the name of the movie they was calling it?
The documentary. Guns and Buns.
Yeah, Guns and Buns.
That's the number one meme of the. That's the name of this episode, bro.
That's the name of the show.
Guns and Buns, bro. Gotcha. Fucking Guns and Buns, bro.
Because niggas are just undisciplined. That's what it is.
Pulling that up, first of all. Why'd Ja team say that was a toy gun? I'm sick of these niggas, man. South Carolina, y'all got a problem. South Carolina, we have a problem. If you are a listener from South Carolina, please DM us or tweet us and let us know what is going on in South fucking Carolina, because we have no clue. We got Zion.
I got family in South Carolina.
Listen, we got
interesting place.
That's the best y'all can come up with down there is a toy gun, South Carolina.
Listen,
come on.
We got one of the most popular guards in the NBA toting a gun, and we got one of the phenom young stars horny as hell. What are we doing? This 2019 class
niggas is enjoying their money in a different way. I think the young niggas, bro, like. Niggas getting a lot more money a lot faster because they signing deals with Nike. They're getting these big ass $100 million contracts, like coming at 20, 21, 22. Like Michael Jordan didn't have that type of money when he was 22. That nigga was getting $1 million, $2 million. Like having 100, bro, like off the backs of everything that niggas did. Like,
but that nigga mama
incredible.
Was stepping in too. That nigga mama was sliding in them first couple years, dog, not letting him spend that bread.
Yeah, but bro, you can only hold up the palace walls for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, because I look at these niggas and I'm like, bro, I would be doing a lot of the same shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, niggas haven't killed anybody. Niggas haven't really ran afoul of the law. Like, niggas just being niggas. And I'm like, man, they
Josh
for sure
being a little bit more of a nigga than
I feel you, but it's just a different type of a nigga.
He's been okay, yeah.
You feel me?
Zion's actually being a nigga. He's just a sloppy nigga. That's what Zion.
But that's what I'm saying. NBA players is just like us. I'm not told niggas to know. No higher standard.
Just don't go live with the burner.
No, it's not even that though, bro. Like. As fans, as people that work in sports, as humans, we got to stop acting like niggas got to walk a perfect line, bro. These niggas. Right,
because here's a terrible excuse, but this is why I think of the Ja situation. Like, the same way Zion like bitches and do whatever and niggas just get sloppy, like, some niggas like young boy and guns and to turn up and do other shit and, like, whatever. You feel me? And sometimes niggas got homies that go live all the time. And it's like... It's a terrible set of excuses, but like I could see it. If I'm 22 and have all this money and I like the turn up shit,
nigga, you worth too
it's
much
not right.
money to be turning
it's not
up
right.
on live. Like
but
if
bro,
you almost
your homie
you,
pulls out the live
40 something now,
homie
you
pulls
your
out
Paul
the live.
Pierce.
But Jerk.
Look at Paul. Exactly. Look at Paul Pierce.
No problem with Paul Pierce. My nigga Paul Pierce lived his life. Paul Pierce don't give a fuck now.
Jerv, you're not gonna go live. You're not going to go live if you live in San Antonio and you up and bored.
And the young boy just came out? The new young boy just
came out? Not with the burners, bro.
I might be doing some stupid shit.
I might throw money in the air. Might do the stupid money phone. I might do all types of shit. I'm not. I like to fathom myself as an individual that won't. Like, I'll fuck up the money. I can see myself fucking up money on some spending and shit, but I'm not going to fuck up the money on some I'm about to do dumb shit. Like, all right, you want to say could I potentially get in a Zion situation? Hey, I'm a human being, brother. I'm not doing anything illegal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm young. I'm dumb.
Ja didn't kill nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Ja didn't fire the gun.
But
he
hear
hasn't
me out.
Really done anything.
Hear me out. All Zion. Right. But Ja's shit. What Zion did won't lose sponsorship. Zion right. won't, like, there won't be sponsorships lost. Okay.
Maybe.
I mean,
listen,
like, my nigga, this nigga is a
bad look. Can you lose sponsorship because you getting buns? That's crazy.
Yes, no, but listen, bro. First of all, it ain't even about that, bro. It's the you got to control your hoes. Word to Snoop Dogg RNG. You feel me? Yeah. She is exposing way too much.
But John, here's the other flip side is that he's not playing. Ja Morant is playing. So, like, this nigga should have a little bit more leeway.
I bet you Zion play more games next year than Ja Morant. I'll tell you that much.
He's going to have to. I mean, Ja's definitely getting suspended for probably half the season.
This might be the first year we see Zion play, like, almost 82 games, dog. Like, Zion's like, yo, let me just show niggas.
He can't make it 82.
That's crazy. He only played
61 is his career high. Yeah.
So he has to top that. He's 65.
I got high hopes of him, like Embiid. I remember niggas used to pray for Embiid to play 50. So I think he can beat the allegations nowadays. He just got to have patience. I don't know if New Orleans still got patience. They might move that nigga, bro.
Hey, man. Well, look, dog. Listen, come to Philly.
It's a lot of teams you can go to.
Come
to Philly. We'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I'll put you on the program with the Bull Jerv. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you won't have any issues here, could brother.
Could he go to Portland with Dane?
No, y'all said it's the food too crazy out of Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of healthy options.
It's food everywhere, nigga. Fuck all that.
We got a lot of juice bars here.
I hear you. Anyway, this has been a fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Until next time, for Jason Madison, for Big Jerv, for Amin and Juju, we out.